It's Monday, November the 7th, and the 30-day podcast experiment continues. Okay, here's something that I thought you might be interested in, might be a benefit to you, especially those of you who like coffee, and possibly even tea. I don't know if you ever heard of this, but I've read a lot about these things called a coffee press. And I'm in a hurry. Instant coffee's good enough for me. I just want to do that and hit the door and, I'm out. Well, you might want to check this thing out because of a few things. One, it's faster than I thought. I thought it was the big foo-foo coffee thing where you put it in it. You know how you have people and they buy the beans and then they grind up the beans and then they, who knows what they do after that. You got to cook them a certain way and then you use a certain machine and to type into the ground and the whole thing. Well, check out the coffee press. Check this out. So you get some coffee grounds and, generally you can use off-the-shelf grounds. And from what I read in the instructions of the one I purchased, the coffee press, the bigger, the larger the grind of the ground, the better anyway, because there's a filter inside the thing. You have to look at it. So if you do a search for coffee press and look at the pictures, you'll see what I'm talking about. So, because here's how you use it. And I think it's faster and easier than a drip coffee maker, in my opinion. Okay, so basically you do this. You boil some water. If you got a tea kettle or a pot or whatever, you boil some water, right? You put the water in the coffee press, however much water you want. Then you just put in the amount of coffee grounds in the coffee press that you need or want or like. A teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, a tablespoon, whatever it is. Right? You let it sit, at least according to instructions of the one I purchased. You let it sit for about 4 to 5 minutes. Let it sit. After 45 minutes, there's a plunger at the top, and it's got a little filter on it. So all you do, really, is when you push down on the plunger, you are pushing the grounds down to the bottom of this dispenser, of this, the jar, whatever it is. So you put it in. Now you got fresh coffee, because when you pour it and then you drink it, it really is fresh. I was surprised. And economical. Now, I know there's probably some drip coffee makers out there, cheap, $9, $10, $20, whatever. The coffee press I found, and I was looking for a cheap one. I got it at Walmart. It was $20. And it works. The coffee tastes fresh, tastes better, than, at least my opinion, tastes better than coming from a drip coffee maker. And I was thinking about this while I was in the shower, of all the things I do think of when I'm in the shower. If you like tea, you might like to try this coffee press with, take tea leaves. So you boil your water, put your water in there, you take the tea leaves, drop the tea leaves in it, sit 4 or 5 minutes, filter it through, voila, as they say in French. And I'm not talking about the French mistake like they used in Blazing Saddles. So check that out. Coffee press. Take a look at it. I think you might like the idea. So here's my post for the day for the 30-day podcast experiment. Podcast30days.com is the website. Podcast30days.com. Not even halfway through the month. Let's see if I can make it.